Welcome to Golf Talk America, brought to you by Club Corp, the leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com to find out more. And the French Lick Resort. Go to frenchlick.com to book your next trip.
Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America. With Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you in the Dallas studios. And we're going to be talking today an awful lot about what happened at Augusta National over the past weekend and the historic round by or rounds for Dustin Johnson to finally put on the green jacket and get his second major. A lot to talk about there and a lot to break down about what happened at Augusta National, not only about DJ, but some of the guys that didn't quite live up to what people's expectations might have been. And we'll get into that with Marcus Brunel with Azalea Hospitality. If you're with us last week, you remember before the tournament started, we talked to Marcus, who has been in Augusta National or at Augusta, Georgia for the last couple of weeks and is still there. So he'll give us a real flavor for what it was like in that environment around Augusta National and the Masters Championship. We'll also be joined a little bit later by Brendan Sweeney, our good friend at the French Lick Resort, who will add his, je ne sais quoi, let's say, about life in general and life at French Lick Resort and what's going on in southern Indiana when Brendan joins us here in just a little bit. Frank Bassett, as always, join us from the Nashville studios. You like how I tied in that French Lick and je ne sais quoi there, Frank? It's kind of a little French thing going this morning.
I think Sweeney went to the physician and got that je ne sais quoi cleared up, didn't he? I mean, God, I hope so.
Couple of shots took care of that.
Miller Lights, and it'll be all good, yeah. Hey, buddy, what a Masters weekend. I'll tell you, it was something else just to watch. What an incredible, incredible Masters. And we'll talk, you know, once we get Marcus in here, we'll talk more about all that stuff. But one thing I have to say, those who performed, those who didn't perform, there was one young man who performed, and I thought he was going to pull it off, and that's Cam Smith. I really thought that. Yeah. Oh, boy. What a player he is. And he's going to be fun to watch.
And how about him, too? I mean, the incredible shots he hit. And at one point, Dottie Pepper even said, this must be boring because he just never misses
a
fairway. He hits it straight down the middle of every, and he's got a great little short game. When he had some shots like number five, when he's behind the, he had some shots that you're going with no grass underneath the ball, and he just picked it perfectly and hit beautiful little chip shots. A couple of guys that probably in another day, another year of the Masters might certainly have been putting on their own green jacket. It just so happened they ran into a bulldozer named Dustin Johnson.
Oh, my goodness. What a performance he put on. I was a little worried looking one through four at him. He looked a little tight, and he said that he was. He said after the first birdie, he said, I just took a deep breath and said, okay, I'm okay. Then he said when he got through 12, he took a big sigh of relief and said, okay, let's get out of here.
Yeah, so at that point, it was actually in my eyes as a viewer and probably millions of other fans that wanted a competitive final round, right, to kind of see some drama. We didn't get it. I mean, he took care of that because there was very little drama on the back nine at all. He just was making birdies on top of other guys who'd make birdies, but they couldn't gain any ground from him. Matter of fact, he was starting to separate himself even more from the other guys behind him. Just not a lot of drama. Not that that's his responsibility to create drama for us, but you know, we've seen it in the past when guys have had nice little leads and suddenly the prospect of maybe putting on that green jacket four or five holes out kind of hits him, I think, and they start to choke up a little bit, but it didn't happen. And it's happened to him before. That was his, right, the rub against DJ is he's let a lot of leads get by. This is the first time he's ever gone into a major with a 54-hole lead that he closed the deal.
Always four tries,
short before.
Yeah, he's one for five now. So
yeah,
so that's good. Hey, kudos to our good friend and colleague, known her for a long time, Amanda Baliones. What a great job she did in interviewing Dustin Johnson and the professionalism she exemplified, man. When he started getting choked up and she just shut up, she didn't say a word. She let that moment really seal itself, I think, in a lot of people's minds who've been watching DJ as a cold stone, don't care, just, you know, la, 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 have a good time type golfer, just nothing bothers him. she did a good job in letting the true Dustin Johnson come out in that interview, and I really enjoyed that. So
it was something unique to see, because you're right, we normally see him with a and I don't want to say I don't care attitude in a bad way, but in a I can put things behind me and forget about it, and
yeah,
it's not a big
yeah,
deal.
That's
and
what
I meant. He shows very, very little emotion, good or bad, no matter what happens, even when he wins, right? If he gets a fist pump, you're kind of like, wow, look at that.
Yeah, look,
like you did at the Tour Championship. You're like, look at him pump his fist. Wow, that's a big deal. But he had a hard time. I mean, there were pauses there during that post-interview that – close to 30 seconds of dead air, right?
Yeah.
Where he couldn't say anything.
That is so hard to do, as you well know. I mean, that's. Yeah. But she, you know, she really, that her professionalism came through. It really did, and kudos to her for that. She let him be the focus, and that was all about him and all about that moment. And my favorite comment over the entire week, I think I look good in green.
Yeah, I think we all do.
I think I look good in green.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
So
it was
I don't
special.
Know.
It was special.
There's some other people who might know a little something about this. What do you think?
A guy who is there for the whole event and still remains, and apparently now has become a honorary citizen of Augusta, Georgia, because he's not leaving anytime soon. Is Marcus Brunell, our good friend with Azalea Hospitality. He joins us now, and again, still in Augusta, Georgia. Marcus, at any point, are you going to go back home, or are you just going to buy a house and stay there for a while?
Well, we've already done the buying of the houses. We're just staying in them now. I'm not sure. I think probably the end of the week. I got Augusta Country Club today with a good local friend. And tomorrow, looks like might have a good friend, Randy Gunlock, flying in from Dayton to play Sage Valley. So,
Tough life.
Nice.
Just trying to get ready for April.
Hey, let's get the GTA G5 juiced up and go down there. Tim, I'll send it over to pick you up, and we'll just go down and play with them. How's that?
Marcus, that'd be perfect. The Augusta National that you're talking – I mean, I'm sorry, Augusta Country Club you're talking about – is the course that sides right next door there, if you will, or kind of shares the back tee on 13 with Augusta National. Is that correct? Is that course?
Yes, sir, for sure. They Augusta Country Club has a longer history here than actually the National. It was here before the National, and then they used to host a ladies event there years ago. They had their own tournament, a ladies tour event, and then obviously the Masters was right next door, and that was years ago. I think two or three years ago they actually bought Augusta National. If you look up, there's a lot of press about it. Augusta National bought some part of. And I can't remember the holes because I've never played Augusta Country Club. Today will be the first time. But from what I understand, it's like number 9 or number 8 maybe of Augusta Country Club. Augusta National had purchased some of that land here recently and extended some of their golf course. So they put all new Zoysia fairways in and redid Augusta Country Club really nice. So really excited to go play there today.
That should be an awful lot of fun. And while you're talking about that, and Frank, we as I mentioned that, I said 13 tee box, which is what they bought some land, and apparently it's pretty expensive land. But Augusta National bought that land, and about 15 years ago, kind of post Tiger, moved it back there a little bit in 13 tee box. But even now, to this, should they not extend or do something more there?
No.
Because for so many of these guys. It's a 500-yard par 5 that is so easily gotten to in two shots that it's a gimme birdie almost for most of these guys, is it, don't you think?
Well, Langer did a great job there. Why do they need to extend the course? He beat Bryson DeChambeau.
Bryson made 7 on Thursday. The thing about that hole is exactly what Augusta National is – It's about placing your ball in the right place for where the pin is on the green. As you watch Justin Thomas on Saturday, you know, he's cruising along on the back. Actually, I think it was number 15 he did this, but it's a similar shot. He hit the high hook in there. And it hits, it goes a little long and it runs in the water. And that's the end of his tournament. If he hits the high fade in there and two putts for birdie, he's still in the game. So I think the risk reward and the challenge, you still have to hit that ball on number 13 in the right spot. If he takes it too far, like he did on Thursday, and then you got to come back across, you're coming in at a bad angle, the wrong angle for whatever. It's Augusta National, I believe, proved this week more than anything. If you want a hole that they need to maybe do something with is number 9. I think that's the hole that the pros ate up this year. They were taking it around the corner. They were hitting flip wedges in.
Yeah.
And I think
there was
more. They couldn't put number 9 pin anywhere where those guys couldn't get to it this year. And so I don't think the 13s and the 15s are holes that really need to be messed with. They're built in such a way, in the way you have to play that golf course, that it doesn't link. I mean, you still have to be precise on that drive.
Well, here's the rub, though, Marcus, not to interrupt you, but the way it played this past week is not what you're going to see in April. I mean, that course was soft all week. April, these boys won't be able to pull the stuff they were trying to pull.
Well, unless there's rain, right? Unless you get rain.
Well,
get rain,
but that's...
It's not like it's unusual for it to be wet in April.
Yeah, but that sub-air works really well.
The difference between the spring down here and the rain in the fall is the humidity in the air this year in the fall. And then in the morning you get the dew on the greens and they just couldn't get those. They just couldn't get it dried up as fast. In the spring, it's more of a dry heat. It's more of it sucks the water out. You also get a little bit more wind. We really didn't get any kind of breeze until Sunday. So, you know, the course's defense is its greens. I thought they did an unbelievable job of getting those. I think by Saturday, when they changed that course over, from what I understand, they re-rolled those greens, even after they just played a few holes Saturday morning. They re-rolled them, they re-cut them. And I think from watching it over the years, they were softer than normal, but the speed was as close to tournament speed. And I think if you look back, they were probably like a day behind. So what they wanted for Thursday, they got for Friday, what they want in a normal year for the speeds of the greens. Well, I think it was about a day behind of what a normal speed of the greens and the Masters would be. That's my opinion.
Well,
now,
you know,
softness.
Go ahead.
The softness was they just couldn't, they couldn't get the water out of it, because I believe the dew in the mornings, it was foggy, if you remember, and they just couldn't, there was no dry heat to pull that heat off the top layer.
Yeah. Hey, you know, since Marcus has given us his opinion, I think we just cold dial Sweeney and get him involved in this thing too. You want to do that?
Well,
I don't know
sure.
that he has any opinions, does he?
I graded our score. You're in Tim's scorecard for the week on your bets too. So I don't want to.
Oh no,
we've
got to go through that, because I think Tim's not going to need to go to the bank today and send me some money. So or just get on your computer and just wire transfer that stuff over here. It'd be okay, not a problem. Marcus, I'm going to put you on hold. Okay, we'll bring you right back in. And we're going to add Brendan Sweeney to the crowd, I guess, Tim. What do you think?
Sure, go ahead. Let's do it.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Do you think we can do this live and just bring him right in?
I don't know. Frank?
I guess. Let's see.
You're making it sound like it's amazing technology.
I don't know.
Elon Musk.
I don't know.
We can do it.
He might even answer the phone. You know, let's see.
I had a tea time today.
You had a tea time.
Here we go.
We're interrupting.
I'm driving
him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. You're driving to the golf course. Well, get a little closer.
I'm driving from the golf course. I already played today, dude. I'm done.
What? It's 9:50 in what?
6:30.
What time did you play?
Well, how did you shoot?
Wow.
Well, it was lights out in the front seat, because we couldn't see anything.
Je ne sois, Tim. Je ne sois. Is that what you said earlier?
It sounds like you're coming to us. Pick up the phone, Brendan. It sounds like you're coming to us from another country.
You sound a little out there.
Pretty distant. I know you're in your car, but
let me get my studio set on here.
Don't worry. We're just
we want to catch all your wisdom. We don't want to miss this. And by the way, Brendan Sweeney joins us. Brendan is, of course, with French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. And we'll talk more about that if you want to go and stay there, play a little golf, maybe put in a few bets, have some great
sports
dinner, whatever you want. They have it for you there. Go to FrenchLick.com to find out more about that at French Lick Resort. I got to talk to both of you guys about
that. I got a few tickets I need to come down there and cash, Sweeney. You going to be around?
Ooh.
Man, Marcus Aurelius, what's up, dude?
I got a few betting tickets from Bet Rivers there. I think I need to come down and see you and cash those in.
Well, I tell you what, first thing I do is I check that expiration date. There's nothing. I'll
find you, Sweeney. I know where you are.
Hey, Lou Stockel, help the judge find his checkbook.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Brendan, we just were visiting with Marcus about Augusta in November, Augusta in April, the softness, the wetness, the dew in the mornings this fall, the way they played the golf course. And he had some great insights on holes and don't need to lengthen it. I mean, Augusta is Augusta. And when Bernhard Langer can beat Bryson DeChambeau, even DeChambeau said he didn't feel good. Well, I'm sorry, but, if you don't feel good, go see the doctor, but don't go play golf. But in any case, I think they can leave the course the way it is, and it will play like the Augusta of old in April, personally. So,
hey, no doubt about that. It's what a great show. It really showed great on TV, just the change of the colors.
And, oh, yeah.
You can see how some of the grass, went dormant. But, it's a living, breathing, it is what it is. So, yeah. It looked great, Marcus. I hope you guys did okay with the Azalea House. We definitely missed being there.
Oh, terribly.
Great folks are up there. Hey, Marcus, what was the town like? What was outside of the gates like? What like T-Bones and the other restaurants? I mean, what was the vibe around town?
It was like as far as the amount of people, it was like just a normal week without Masters. But the vibe and the locals and everyone in town was excited. They loved the Masters. They embraced the Masters. They were excited to have it and real happy that Augusta National, did have it and put it on. But also within that same breath, sad because of, the locals that stay in town, they embrace everyone that comes into town for the Masters. And the word true Southern hospitality, you can see it come out in the locals. And the ones that don't want to deal with it, they rent their house and go on vacation. So, I think it was definitely the patrons were missed. I think you saw that in every interview with the players. And then that came outside the gates. I think, Augusta really thrives off of this tournament, and we're just all hoping that April, gets back to normal.
I'm curious for all of you guys to comment on one of the things that stood out about this tournament, in addition, but behind the domination of Dustin Johnson and him winning his first Masters in the green jacket. And a great final round that he put on for that, is during that same final round when El Tigre, Tiger Woods, had a memorable 12th hole, which speaks to Augusta National's challenge of a hole that seems to be a fairly benign hole, if you were just to put it probably anywhere else. It's not that long. It's got a little bit of water, got some sand, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we've seen holes like that, but somehow you throw in final round of the Masters, and the 12th hole comes into play time and time again. In this case, to the detriment of Tiger Woods. Frank, start with you. What are your thoughts on what happened to Tiger with his, what is it? How do you say seven over Cinco bogey hole. I think, 10 on number 12.
I think that's called, oh, shit. No, there's a term for that. It's called, oh, shit. That's the term that's used for a 10 on a 3. The only other great, great goat, one of the goats, took an 11 at Hyde Park in Jacksonville, Florida, and I can't remember the year, many, many, many moons ago in the GJO, the Greater Jacksonville Open that was played there at Hyde Park in Jacksonville, was Ben Hogan. He took an 11 on a par 3. So Tiger still doesn't hold that record. But I'll tell you my thoughts on that, to be honest. You know, he hit a good shot, and it sucked back into the water. So he hit another shot, and it comes back into the water. Then he flies it. So he hit really two decent shots, terrible break, not much you can do with it, and given the stance that he had in that bunker, I don't know how his back – I don't know how he even hit that shot. I mean, I just don't know. And everybody was worried. You saw him trying to – thinking if he was going to take his iron and just plug it into the ground to pull himself out of that bunker. So everybody was wondering, at least those of us watching it here, oh, my God, has he hurt himself? So, but what did he do after that? Birdie, par, birdie. Just birdied out. So what does that tell you?
Five out of six, five out of the next six.
Yeah, so what does that tell you? I mean, anyway, guys, what are your opinions on that?
I tell you what, he's Tiger Woods, and he finished top 25.
Yep.
With a 10? Yeah. There you go. What more can you say? So, Jack Nicklaus was 46. Tiger's 43. He's got another 3 years to win another. I think he'll do it. He'll definitely do it. That'd be great for Augusta National. It'd be great for golf.
Maybe this April.
Exactly.
When we're there.
Yeah. And we've got another one in 5 months. We don't even have to wait a year.
That's kind of short. That short sheets DJ on the green jacket, doesn't it? I wonder if they'll let him have it for 12 months.
Unless he wins again.
The thing I observed about Tiger this week was with the soft course and course sort of playing long, he played real good on Thursday and he had a decent round Friday. With Saturday being the long day and he played so many holes and they said he got up at like 3:30 in the morning to get ready to be able to tee off at 7.
Yeah.
And with the soggy conditions before, I don't see Tiger in golf shape to be able to play at that level, okay, with the greatest in the world. I think the conditions just have to be perfect for him to be able to do it again. He's the greatest in the world. He showed that after his 10. You know, he probably said to himself, I got to hand this guy the green jacket in about 2 hours, right? You know, that finish there may have been like the greatest finish that no one really cared about of Tiger Woods. That shows what Tiger Woods is made of.
All right, after the carnage. Or do you think, guys?
Five of the next six holes, and like Frank said, we all wonder if he might be hurt.
Well, or do you think that, you know, after...
Well, the pressure was off.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think the pressure was off at that point? It's like you're walking a tightrope between two buildings in New York City as opposed to walking a tightrope 2 feet off the ground.
Or was the pressure on even more because he had to go hand the winner the green jacket and be... Like, he had to show face. Like, he couldn't just pack his bags up and go get in his car and drive down Magnolia Drive and leave. He's Tiger Woods. He won last year. He's got to go hand that jacket.
Really? You think that was an option? He was going to drive off into the sunset and not give the green jacket.
I'm going to Reinhardt's and have a cold one. I'm out of here.
They're chasing Tiger down the freeway.
Tiger, come back.
Give us a jacket.
No.
I mean, with respect to, you know, any other player that was out there, they got to get in their car and go home, you know.
Hey, Marcus, that would cause another recount in Georgia.
Well, they did find a couple of ballot boxes yesterday.
We don't need that.
No, we're not going there. We're not going there. It was a fun Masters to watch. I was a little apprehensive because I wanted to see a little more drama than we saw. But then when I started seeing that lead of DJ's tighten or get tight, Then I started to get nervous for him because everybody in their right mind was pulling for DJ to win this thing after he lost four majors with 54 hole leads.
I wasn't nervous for him. I wanted some drama, you know? I mean,
yeah, well, I know. You're that kind of guy.
He's not going to give me a cut. He's not giving me a cut.
You're just
of the
mean. You just mean.
I don't care. I don't care.
El Shanko.
At this point, I didn't care who won. I just wanted to see some fun. And he took it away. And that's not his fault. I mean, that's me. It's not – or other fans that wanted some drama. There just wasn't in a lot of drama on that final round. But having said that and how exciting it was, I do have to bring up another significant moment during that tournament, and that is Bryson DeChambeau, the going into favorite to win the entire tournament – struggling in the first round, and I got a bit confused here. Was it the second or third round where he plugged the ball? Because he kind of combined two rounds there in one day on Saturday. Was that his second round on number three, the par four that he tried to drive? Do you guys remember? Was it second round or third
round?
When
he plugged the ball and it was lost?
Yeah. Was that third round? So what do you guys think about that? Because in my eyes...
3 minutes.
A really bad rule... And I know a rule is a rule, and you're not going to take time to change USGA at this point. But that ball was not a lost ball in the true sense of why you would have that penalty. Like, it went into the weeds. It went into the trees. It's a lost ball. Therefore, that ball was clearly 10 yards off the green. It was a great drive on a par four that he was greenside. And yet, because it was so mushy, it plugged. And they couldn't find it to identify it. So he has to go back to the tee box and re-tee, hit another. He gets a seven. He gets a triple. And essentially, that knocked him out of the tournament because then you saw him do the opposite of Tiger. He came back with, what, four bogeys in the next five holes?
He didn't recover.
Because I think his mind
think
was so messed up with
it. The last time you mentioned Bryson DeChambeau and Tiger in the same sentence.
For sure. Bryson made a seven before that.
Yeah, he did.
He made a seven on number 13.
Made a seven
at
13.
That was like his third or fourth hole.
But I'm just talking about the ruling. I'm just talking about the ruling. I'm just saying how unfair that was.
He was out of the tournament before, and, you know, like,
under the bus.
The kid came there, and he was King Kong. I said this in the first interview we did. He came there, and everyone thought he was King Kong, and Augusta National brought him to his knees. And so he had a little bit of bad luck. You're going to have bad luck in a tournament. That's part of it. And it's how you deal with it. And then, you know, he wasn't sick on Thursday when he was in the press conference telling everybody, you know, how big he's King Kong and, you know, he's hitting flip wedges and, you know, into these holes. So that's how I feel about it, you know.
Marcus
Brunel.
Really,
tell us, Marcus. Marcus
will be live on our next show from communion at his local Catholic church with the prayer beads.
It would be a good time to have Bryson call in.
Rosary. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah, beads.
I don't know what they're called. I'm not Catholic. Brendan's Catholic. That's why he's our Catholic advisor.
Exactly. Yeah. Try to check.
Hope Brendan.
It'll all be good.
Well, I think it was.
Hey, but at least that
was a very, it was very,
oh God. Okay.
It was a very interesting moment, part of the tournament, and part of what people would be talking about for quite a while. So yeah, okay. So we got everybody's viewpoints on that. Let's get to the bets.
Yeah, let's. Brendan, you'll get
bets
to
last week.
Brendan missed it.
So
by the way,
let's find out what happened here. I forget what the bets even were, but let's see.
Well, let's clear it up. Clear it up real quick. Clear it up real quick.
Tim was talking about he likes to see carnage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Remember that?
We can
bring that right to the floor right now.
Okay. Let's bring it on. I don't know what the results are. I've not looked.
Okay. Well, we'll start with what were our last topic: Bryson DeChambeau versus Dustin Johnson.
Head to head. There was that bet you could make, right?
That's right. And they had Bryson, a small underdog. Remember, DJ was a small favorite. And Frank was the winner there. Frank had DJ and Tim had Bryson. So
ding, ding,
Frank,
ding, 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 ding.
It was close, though. It was so close. So
Sweeney,
close.
Will you keep score? Will you keep score?
Hold on. Let me pull over here. I'm driving through a
score. I got the scorecard. I got the scorecard.
Brendan, I don't trust Tim keeping score.
I got it. There's a check mark for Frank. I got it right here. I got it right here. Okay. I wrote it all down. I'm just pretending.
Okay.
What's the next one?
So the next was a matchup We did Tiger Woods against Matt Wolf.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The animals.
Yeah, Matt Wolf did not make the cut. So Tiger Woods wins there. And that's a Tim win and a Frank loss.
Yep, I said Wolfie would. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll remember
but
that.
But by the way, Wolf had a great first round. Wolf was doing really well. And then it fell apart for him, too. I mean, that's just the story of the Masters. It's the story of golf, I guess, in general. But for a while, wasn't Wolf at 4-under, I think? Wasn't he in that first round?
And you're like, he's kind of cruising along. He was playing really good, yes.
Yeah, and it just kind of didn't happen.
He got a great start. Again, there's another reason why I go back to they don't need to change a whole lot there. But that we won't keep on that. So then we had a prop bet, low round. The number was 64 and a half. And from what I saw, I think the best round was shot was 65. And many guys shot 65, but I did not see a 64 shot.
Nope.
I don't think so.
And so, and with that being said, you both lost. You both had the under 64 and a half. So the over
we thought there'd be a 64.
At 65 would have won, so that no one receives any points there, and we still have a tie, I believe, right, Sweeney?
I say.
Oh, the drama!
Go to the scorecard with three bets left. We have a tie right now, and then the next one was Tiger Woods to make the cut.
That would be a Frank win.
Yeah, Frank. Frank says yes.
Did Tiger make the cut? I didn't remember seeing that. Did he make the cut?
He got a 10 out of par 3.
We'll give that one to Frank.
Life's all about timing, right, Tim?
I didn't tune in on the weekend. I didn't even see that. The Tiger, he made the cut. Son of a gun.
If he makes that 10 on Friday, you're in business.
Next week we got another 10. Okay.
Frank's one up.
And then, right now the score is, I think, 2, Frank, 1. Tim, and then the next bet was, will there be a hole in one?
I think Frank won that too.
Yeah, Tim
Frank,
said.
Can you let him finish, please?
And
Tim, look at Frank. He's so much fun to get bets with, isn't he? It's mine. I won. Give me my money. Give it.
I win.
Tim said yes, and Frank said no. Frank wins, but let me put that in a little bit of context.
Oh Lord.
Okay. I believe that Tim got snubbed a little bit with that pin positioning on 16 on Sunday.
Oh.
I would have to agree with you there.
Georgia recount.
That was a tough pin. You're not going to get a hole in one up there. Yeah.
It was a non-traditional pin, and I believe they put that pin there due to where the scores were. You know,
and just to screw Tim over.
And they knew that Tim had that bet. Yeah. Or all the members, they went and...
It's still 2-1.
Yeah. No, it's 3 now.
I'm sorry, 3. I'm 3-1. 3-1. Oh, yeah, carnage.
And Marcus, just to be clear for people listening, again, we're joined by Marcus Brunell, Azalea Hospitality, who's going through some of the bets that we made last week. The odds makers had different bets, and Frank and I bet on them last week. And the one he's talking about is the final hole on final day on 16. That pin is normally in the bottom left. Just remember Vern Lundquist's call of Tiger's chip. The ball down to that oftentimes. So it's much more likely to get a hole-in-one or something close to it. Where they had it in the top right corner, if you will, on this final round, a much tougher pin to get a hole-in-one. So just for people that referenced, the pin placement was very, very different. Still may not have led to a hole-in-one, and you had the whole other par threes on the entire golf course and whatnot. I don't know that there was ever a shot that was that close to a hole in one that I remember even seeing on 12 or any of the other holes during the whole four rounds. So that was a good call by Frank to say no, because I don't think anybody really came that close to a hole in one for the entire tournament. Okay, Marcus, sorry. We got one last bet then too, right? Now we're 3-1.
Yeah,
Frank.
One last bet. Tiger Woods, low round of the tournament, 69 and a half. Frank had the under. I think Tiger shot on Thursday. He shot 65, maybe, or 60. I can't remember what he shot, but he won it the first round.
It was 68.
He won it the first round. I know that.
Yeah.
So that would That would seal it for Frank.
There you go.
And you know, in the handicap, the Golf Talk America Handicap Challenge for Masters 2020.
Where do we get those? We got those from Golf Odds, right? Is that where we got that, Marcus? GolfOdds.com?
Yeah, we did. GolfOdds.com. Jeff Sherman at the Super Sportsbook in Las Vegas. Real good guy. Yep.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah. He's great. I'm all about it.
All kinds of fun bets that you could make. And we'll do it again next April, but those are a place to go next time you want to make golf bets and things with you and your friends. Well, GolfOdds.com, the place to go.
As a firm sponsor of the show, I may add that we do have a casino, too.
Well, we talked about that. Last week.
That's where I was heading next. After right then, they've already put up at Bet Rivers odds for next year's Masters, BetRivers.com. So,
oh, really?
So, yeah. And you talked about a couple of guys. Like at the beginning of the show, I heard Frank saying Cam Smith. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, the kid was unreal. He was unflappable.
Oh, yeah. On fire.
They got him for next year at 60 to 1 to win.
And $5 on that.
Yeah, with respect to that, DJ's the favorite at -8. They have everybody's favorite, Bryson, -10. And then another couple, worthy, Tiger, -40, Phil, -50. And then you spoke a little bit, and you were dead on about Sung J.M. He's -40. And, I mean, I didn't see him missing any shots either. And his up and down game was magnificent.
Well, we want to be clear on the betting thing, especially that we did not bet ourselves. We bet between each other just as a Golf Talk America fund bet, and for Brendan's sake too. When he bets, Brendan doesn't bet because, of course, the French Lick Resort has a casino and it's a Bet Rivers facility. I guess is that the way to say it, Brendan?
Yeah,
the sports book there.
Gaming. Hey, and just in case any of you guys have a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. So. Now I'm covered. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, we do have to be careful about that, but and I wanted to get that in.
Can you give me that number again? I might.
I need to write that down.
If you have a gambling problem, call First Tennessee. They'll loan you some money.
We can do that.
Wait a minute. Tim's building a restaurant in Dallas. Tim, slide me a couple of hundred grand until my jumbo rolls over, would you?
Sure, I'll do that. I'd be happy to. Yeah, I got it laying right here. Hey, guys, again, let's clear the deck,
Frank,
here and tell everybody.
Good pandemic advice?
Any what?
Any good pandemic advice?
Yeah, wear a mask.
We're joined, just to remind everybody, we're joined by Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort and Marcus Brunell with Azalea Hospitality. And Marcus, last week and still, is in Augusta, Georgia, getting ready for the Masters and now post-Masters, playing a little golf and entertaining and hosting some people there with Azalea Hospitality. So they're joining Frank and I on the show today, talking about the Masters and what a great, great tournament it was, especially for Dustin Johnson. But in general, would you guys say, just because it's the Masters, that you enjoyed it, it was wonderful to watch and all that, even if it wasn't that competitive, he won by 5 shots. He beat the big boys, if you will. Rory was 9 shots back. John Rahm, who was right in the thick of things, it seemed like. But when you look at the final leaderboard, he was 10 back. I mean, he doubled up. Johnson did on Rahm. So Rahm faded. Certainly DeChambeau seriously faded. Tiger was never much of a factor. And Justin Thomas, another guy that might have been in the hunt, was still 8 back. Despite all that, did you guys still enjoy the tournament? Did you still enjoy watching the tournament because it's Augusta and because it's the Masters?
A tradition like no other, man. It's like watching the Derby. It's like watching a Daytona 500. It's like watching a Super Bowl. It's the Mac Daddy of them all, in my opinion.
Marcus, I think, will agree with this. I enjoyed it because of the spectacular views and the visuals of being able to see Augusta without all the stands and without all the patrons and with the gorgeous change in the fall foliage, which I thought was beautiful, and the drone footage for the first time. That drone footage was great.
Really cool stuff with the drones.
Hey,
yeah.
Question
yeah,
about the drone. Do you think they could fly the drone with a full house of patrons?
I don't believe so, no. There are rules against that, flying over folks.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. Maybe. I didn't know that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if they can get that way. I don't know. I mean, it is Augusta National, so they can pretty much, you know, they might be able
rules,
to.
They?
Well, they don't make their own rules. They follow the rules, but I think they can.
They make their own rules.
No, they don't. No.
Did you ever see a squirrel? You ever see a squirrel at Augusta?
I have, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But I don't want to talk bad about my fellow golf riders.
Yeah.
Squirrels.
Bunch of squirrels.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I think you guys are all right on. I think the Augusta National did an unbelievable job this year of doing clips and things to bring the Masters to you like never before, on social media, on the internet. I think they did an unbelievable job of that. I think it was a great Masters. My highlight of the Masters this year, as you know, we weren't allowed to have our fans in and our patrons and the people that come each year. So it's definitely a year that we have to, you know, make some adjustments but we came down this year and we hung out and we were here and I got to meet a lifelong hero of mine, Wayne Gretzky. After the Masters, he stayed at the house right next door to the Azalea House. And then I also got to meet Austin Johnson as he walked up Azalea Drive with the flag in his hand, carrying his brother's bag after they just won the Masters.
Yeah. No, there's a great video of that, Marcus, that you sent me of Austin walking down the street, walking right down the middle of the street, guys.
Azalea Drive.
Yeah, it's right down our street there. And he has Dustin's bag over his shoulder, and the caddy will take the flag off of the flag stick, right, and save it, you know, for the winner. Oh, no, he just pulled the whole flag stick out and stuck it straight in the bag. So he's walking down the street, and here Marcus is. Says, Austin, great job. And so they're walking down the street together talking. It was hilarious. Great video
stuff. I'm curious why. I mean, normally a caddy would not leave the golf course grounds and then walk blocks away to why did he did that
one
just
block.
For the sake he wanted
well,
to?
Here,
well, I'm just saying, you're
getting
a car.
Scenario. You wouldn't, well, so,
yeah.
Azalea Drive ends at Washington, and then right that entrance right there used to be the main entrance. Well, now they blocked that and moved it all down. But that's where the caddy barn is. And the caddy barn at Augusta National is just like anything else that they do. It's top shelf. And all the caddies hang out there. Even when it rains, the players will go back there with the caddies because it's so nice. But anyway, it's right at the end of Azalea Drive, right inside the old entrance right there, their building. So that's where the caddies are. I'm sure Dustin was doing the interviews, and they're taking pictures and doing interviews. And he's like, I'm done with this. And he's literally, I mean,
it's a block.
Literally a par four from where he stays to the main gate. And so I was taking a walk, as I do. I walk the neighborhood 3-4 times a day, try to get a little exercise. And I was standing outside and walking up Azalea Drive, and there he is. I was as surprised as you, Tim, right? But it sort of makes sense now that you think about it, because he's really just, right, he's a par four from the caddy barn to where he stayed. He stayed at the Barron Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's the club that had the loud music last year.
Great memory for him.
Yeah,
you know?
And people were getting pelted by golf balls when it was raining.
Well, I don't. Yeah. Well, that was. We had Brendan across the street.
Yeah.
Elkington, all of us.
27 Magnolia. We turned that into a driving range. I remember. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
I was a human target
on us.
He had a huge golf umbrella across the street, trying to block shots from going through our neighbor's gorgeous plate glass window in their living room.
As Sweeney and Frank are hitting chip shots out the door of the living room of the house.
Listening to Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. That was a Motley Crue Masters last year yes.
And then I think Steve Elkington walked in and showed you guys how to do it.
Elk knows how to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that shot hurt.
It was a fun time. So, Brendan, you know, we haven't talked to you a lot about how you watched the Masters. Did you watch it at home? Were you there in Orlando or what?
Yeah, I was actually at a lacrosse tournament up in Baltimore, Maryland for my daughter.
Okay.
I had the XM broadcast in one ear, had the iPad in the other. And hey, hats off to, I rarely do this, but Southwest Airlines. I watched it, 2.5 hours of coverage on the way up, and I watched the final round on the way back. It was perfect.
On the airplane.
Nice. In the plane.
Yeah.
In the plane.
That was great.
With 30 of your closest friends.
Way home was a little tight, so I had like the double mask on. I'm like, just, sir, can I get you anything? Yeah, get away from me. How does that sound?
Mr. Sensitivity, Brendan Sweeney from the French Liquor Resort.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So Marcus, I know you're going to play, and Brendan, did you hear this, that Marcus is playing Augusta Country Club today, and then you're playing Sage tomorrow? Where are you playing tomorrow?
Yeah, Sage tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep.
So Brendan is, I joke about the GTA G5, but Brendan Sweeney does have access to a private jet. So Brendan, can you send the jet from Bloomington to come down and pick me up, and then come pick you up and take us to Augusta?
No.
Okay. Well, it was worth a try.
Yeah, no, there's only two answers, and one of them's not yet.
No, and hell no.
That's one yeah. I'm choosing.
Who is this again?
Yeah, it's Frank, you know, part of the family. No, Frank who? Yeah. Dave's not here.
From my other side of the family.
Hey, guys, before we wind this all up, curious what you guys think about the finish of the year, because we obviously continue playing, right? And there's another tournament.
Sea Island
DJ,
today.
Whoever's going to take a little time off, we imagine, for whatever. Give us a little projection, as if we're starting a new one, since we're done now with all the majors. Who do you look for next year? Who do you think is Dustin going to continue to have a great year and win three or four more times, stay number one? Is somebody else going to make some kind of a showing and come out of nowhere? What do we think about DeChambeau? Is this going to set him back? Will he go back to the Etch-a-Sketch and try to figure out how exactly to get another 5 yards out of his drives? Any predictions on what you think is going to happen? Marcus, what do you think?
I think you're going to see a resurgence of Jordan Spieth. I think he's figured out, he's chasing distance. And I think that he just has figured out that he has the game, and I think he's closer now to where he needs to be. I really like that. And then these foreign golfers, like Cam Smith and I mean, holy moly.
CT Pan, you know, played really well.
Yes. Well, yeah. CT Pan. I think they showed me things that I've never seen. And you know, you got the regulars that are just coming into their own. I think you got guys like Justin Thomas. I think he's ready to roar. He's hungry, and I'm excited for it. But I like Jordan Spieth to make a turnaround and to get back into that upper echelon of players and maybe sneak a win out.
Interesting. Brendan, what do you think?
I'm not going to argue with Marcus at all. And I think that the next thing next season is going to be interesting from the broadcast perspective. I think with the some of the changes that's going on with the broadcast teams, some of the talent being lost from Golf Channel. You know, the Golf Channel is like leaving Orlando, heading up to be under the umbrella of the Peacock Network. I think the coverage with that is what I'm interested in. And at the resort, we have the Senior LPGA Championship coming up in July, and we're trying a new format of live streaming to broadcast our tournament up there. So I think technology is definitely changing. I mean, you know, I watched two rounds on an airplane. I watched the other two rounds on an iPad. So I think that may be the biggest thing that I'm looking for from a broadcast point of view.
Yeah, that's to talk about the Senior LPGA Championship. You know, unfortunately, it was canceled this past year. We were doing it, and we had a team put together of, Brian Hammonds, myself, Ryan Ballinger of Golf News Net. Who else do we have on the broadcast team?
Dave Marr.
Dave Marr, yeah.
Gary Foltz.
Yeah. So what a great team. They included me. Can you believe that? But
I remember Brian Hammonds as a kid. He used to do IU basketball.
Yeah.
WETV4 and CBS.
Yeah.
And the Indy 500.
Great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, really.
But I want to echo what Brendan said to our friends at Golf Channel in Orlando. A lot of people have to retool because of the move from the Golf Channel.
500 people lost their jobs, man. They chopped their legs off.
Yeah, and they're that's a shame. It happens. That's the corporate world, and it's just the way it is. But it's still a lot of people we know there at the Golf Channel and are friends with.
Oh yeah.
So it's sad, but we wish them all the best and all the changes. One other change at CBS that's going to be huge is, of course, Lance Barrow. So he will no longer be the main man there at CBS.
He's a cool dude, man.
He's executive producer.
Executive producer. I mean, he is a Frank Cherkernian.
Protege. Been there forever. I mean, yeah.
So a lot of changes.
Frank, go back to like the 50s. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of changes. Yes, a lot of changes in broadcast.
I wanted to mention one thing before we got off. I wanted to send our prayers to my partner Bill Lombard, his daughter Elizabeth, and his son Billy Jr. Billy's father passed this week up in New Jersey, and I just wanted to send our condolences to them.
Absolutely.
And our prayers.
Sure.
Absolutely. Sure. We love Bill and his family, and our condolences. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Brendan, too, what you were talking about with the broadcast, you know, what's interesting is we've seen a lot because of COVID, and I think this is in a broader picture just in golf, but certainly in golf, there's a lot of remote broadcasting going on, right? And you didn't necessarily notice it that a lot of the announcers are not on site and that they're actually in studios and they're in different parts of the country. And they did that oftentimes on golf where Nance would be on site possibly, but somebody else was, Faldo was in Orlando, I think, for a lot of it during the year. And you might see more of that because, as you mentioned, Frank and Brendan as well, about the changing in the corporate structure, they're saving money. If they're like, so you're telling me instead of sending 100 people on the road, we can get by with only 20 people on the road and the other people can stay home and blah, 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 no hotels, no meals and all that. We might see more of that kind of thing happening in all different sports.
Well,
college golf, football, and everything else.
With the senior LPGA, we were going from a broadcast with Golf Channel, you know, spending $800,000 with 150 people to dropping it down to like $70,000 and having five people on site. Five people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's the scale. The book has been rewritten as we're sitting here right now.
Yeah. And I think we can do as good or better a job and actually a greater reach out there. More people, more eyes and ears on us at the Senior LPGA Championship at French Lick in July, it is, Brendan?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's August. Yeah, August.
August. Okay, actually, yeah, I was confused, yeah.
It falls on my 25th anniversary, and I asked my wife, Amy, I'm like, hey, let's go to French Lick for our anniversary. She's like, for what? I'm like, our anniversary, and the Senior LPGA is going on up there. She goes, I'll see you when you get home.
Well, we're also...
Coincidentally, something else going on.
We're also going to have a Symmetrator event there, aren't we?
Yep, Donald Ross Classic. That's the week after 4th of July. Yep.
And the Sweeney Cup, which you and I have actually won 2 years in a row, but since you're the sponsor, you can't legally win it, which cuts me out of the trophy. Thanks.
But our next big tournament is the Santee Four Ball coming up.
It is. We'll be in Santee, South Carolina, in December 4th, 5th, 6th, right through there. So Brendan and I will be defending our honor in Santee, South Carolina.
Good luck with that one.
I think to your guys' point about the media and the way things are going, I think if you look at like what Augusta National did this year, how they pumped out so much
content off of their
Facebook and their Twitters and their social media pages that I think that is drawing, like you spoke about, a new audience and different things and growing the game. I think the days of the conventional TV watching is still there, and I don't think it'll go away, like the Jim Nance coming on, you know, hello friends and all that. But I think, like Sweeney mentioned, and then if you want a blueprint of how to do it, just watch and look what Augusta National did this year. I think their goal was to try to bring the fans, bring the golf course to the fans in their living room. And I think if there's anything that you can take from it, they won. I mean, they did a magnificent job of bringing that tournament to your couch.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
Like never before. And it's all, like you're talking, Sweeney, that streaming and all the different platforms that they have available to them.
It's a new day.
I think they did an unbelievable job of it, that.
It's a new day, and it's so good to be able to just go and on demand be able to look at things after the fact and re-see things. The digital age has really come of age, I think, because COVID forced our hand. It really did.
Yeah, it did. I mean, yeah, it made them do things that they didn't necessarily want to do.
On the flip side of that, you look at the way that the medium of print advertise or print broad or journalism has gone.
Yeah.
It's pretty much cooked. The Orlando Sentinel just got rid of pretty much the majority of their sports writers. Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune is they just cut him as well. Gary D'Amato from Milwaukee Journal. I mean, all these guys who have been, part of the Golf Writers Association.
Forever.
You know, that was part of the allure of joining the Golf Writers, like the Wednesday beforehand. You know, they go to the annual meeting and get a pass to Augusta National.
Yeah.
I don't see myself rejoining because they're not going to let us in. So, see ya.
Well, we will. I mean, the Golf Writers Association of America is I'm the champion. I'm the last champion.
It's outdated. It's outdated. Yeah. And it's overrated.
Yeah. Well, it could be.
Complaints to be Sweeney at FrenchLick.com.
Yeah, please. The opinions of Brendan Sweeney are not those of the 2019 GWAA Champion Golfer of the Year. Okay? There you go.
Yeah. Where eight people showed up.
What do you mean, eight people?
Frank, 5 net 4, Frank Bassett. Thank you very much.
Well,
Frank is also the winner of the first Golf Talk America Masters Challenge against Tim.
Yeah,
So
I was the 2012 Nashville Golf League champion.
You're on a streak.
Hey, I'm on
a
streak.
You're on a streak, Frank. You're going crazy here, man.
Hey, wait a minute. I was also the Academy of Country Music Celebrity Golf Classic, came in third in 2007. So there. Come on.
Wow! I got the trophy to show it.
I do. They're right here. You want to see a picture?
Whoa!
You need a bigger house.
Wow! Frank.
I don't know why I have the Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club Ramble 2002 winner trophy here, but I do. I didn't live here then. So there.
Well, going back to junior high here pretty soon. When I was in fifth grade, I ran.
And
the,
by the way,
dash
I have a Sweeney
minutes.
Cup trophy in here too from the Brendan Sweeney Cup on the Donald Ross course at French Lick. So there. Okay. So come on.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Brendan. So there you go.
Brendan.
We got it. Well, guys, we got to wrap things up, and we appreciate everybody's insight and adding to this. And Marcus, you in particular, I'm very envious. You got a great round of golf coming your way in just a little bit there at Augusta. And Brendan, I'm a little jealous because you've already finished your round of golf. I don't know how you got it in by 9 o'clock, but you got it in early. And we appreciate
said.
Both you guys.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
That's my wife.
I Frank, we were that close to getting out of the show.
We were so
before
wanting to be on the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Oh, it's just
oh boy!
We're just,
I was trying
just
my best to get
Magnolia
out of
Magnolia Drive. We just came up Magnolia Drive, and my friend Jimmy just picked me up.
Yeah.
And we're just heading up Magnolia Drive on our way. So.
God.
Highlight, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Have a fun
day. Take some pictures. Yeah, send us
for
some pictures.
Sure.
I want to see what the course looks like.
Yeah,
it'd be beautiful.
I'll have them up on the Azalea House Facebook page for sure, and then we'll tag Golf Talk America for sure.
Yeah, and the French Lick Resort.
Perfect. Yeah.
Don't forget
and
to tag them.
French Lick Resorts, yeah. BetRivers.com.
Yeah.
I'm going to be down in a couple of weeks, Sweeney. I got to get those tickets cashed. Don't forget.
Hey, NCAA is coming to Indy, it looks like.
It looks like the whole tournament. Yeah.
The whole tournament.
It does the whole thing. Yeah. The whole thing.
I didn't even think about with respect to what you guys have. That would be great.
Is this? Do we have a same day rule for this show?
We're going to finish on the same day
not.
We start?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Exactly.
Another 10 minutes and we're into tomorrow.
Well, so, poor Brendan's sitting on the side of the road in his car.
I know. Trying to take pictures. All right, guys. Well, we are done. Start the music there, Frank. We had a great show. We do appreciate everybody listening. We certainly thank our big sponsors, Club Corp. Go to clubcorp.com to find out more about being part of the leaders in private clubs. Join a club, and you can check out all the other clubs as well. Clubcorp.com. And the good people at French Lick Resort, go to frenchlick.com to find out a lot more about what we were talking about all day today, the wonderful things you can do at the French Lick Resort. Thank you to Marcus Brunell with Azalea Hospitality, Brendan Sweeney with French Lick Resort. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks each and every one of you for being with us, and be sure to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.